WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Now I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this. The result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
This is the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I am Soraka, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
What's up? Do we know who the special guest referee is going to be? Has it been announced? Has Seth Rollins hit anybody else with a chair?
That was sort of the theme of tonight's show, is who's going to be the referee. It started with Elias. He came out, he was going to be the special referee. He was brought to Raw to be the referee. And then Seth Rollins took him out with a chair. So there was that. Then we had the return of the Kevin and Sammy show, or Sammy and Kevin show, without updated graphics.
Thanks, Bob.
All your fault, Bob. So
Hashtag blame Bob.
So Kevin and Sammy. Kevin and Sammy declined. Hold on. I have to check something.
What do you have to check? Is there happening?
No. We're good. All right. So, Sammy and Kevin declined because they don't want to be attacked with a chair. So, Corbin's like, all right, that's cool. I have my own choice. The man who was born to count to three because his name is EC3. Get it?
So, it works. I mean, it gets Ethan on TV, so I'm okay with that.
So, he comes out and he's ready to be the referee, and then Seth Rollins took him out with a chair. So while this all happened, the New Day came out. They're like, we're here on Raw, yada, 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 and they set up a 6-man tag, right? Simple and easy. But they needed an official, a WWE official, to make it legit. So they picked up EC3 and they weakened and burnied him and made him make it official in weakened and burnied style. I thought that was fantastic.
Like you do. It was great.
Mm-hmm. It then somehow became best 2 out of 3 falls match, and New Day won the match. That and Kevin and Sammy left Baron. That's all, but that's just here. All that part didn't really matter. It's not part of the story. The story continued backstage, where Eric Young was found. Yes, you remember Eric Young?
He looks nothing like he used to, but yes, I do remember Eric Young.
You know, Eric Young was one of our first guests on the rack. Which is celebrating 7 years, 1 week from this Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, on RackRadioShow.com and right here on Twitch.tv/WTRLive.
So ready. So ready.
See how I worked all... Anyway. He was like, yeah, he's just talking it over with Corbin, and then, you know, he bumps into Rollins, and he's like, yeah, no, I was telling him no. I was just telling him no. I'm not going to do it. And then Seth Rollins walks away and then smacks him across the back with a steel chair.
Several times. I think a couple times just for lying to him because, you know, Eric was thinking about it. And Seth's like, yeah, no. Like, everybody else got one shot, maybe two. Eric got, like, four or five. Like, he just got abused with the chair. It was bad. It was really bad. It's like, Seth, calm down. It's all right.
Paul Heyman teased that it could be Brock Lesnar. But then again, he could have been here tonight or not. But he teased it could be Brock Lesnar as the referee as well.
I like that.
So we had a theory of who it could be, and that turned out to be not so true just yet.
I mean, it could still happen.
It could still happen, but that was the theme of the show. And by the end of the night, we didn't know who it was, because at the end of the night, after Seth Rollins beat Daniel Bryan for the first time in his career.
In a really good match.
In a good match that got stopped and then restarted after Eric Rowan caused the disqualification. It got restarted, and then everyone else came out, and then it got restarted into a match with Rollins getting the win. He got laid out by the chair by Baron Corbin, so we don't know who the referee is on Sunday.
But I'm okay with that, because here's the thing. It makes you want to see it on Sunday to figure out who the referee is. Like, it's that surprise of, you know, because it's like everybody's, like, guessing. Everybody's trying to figure out who it is. And one of the things that they did really nicely with the story tonight is that everybody that you would expect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that you would think Corbin was going to pick ended up being smacked in the chair and supposedly taken out, in quotations, by Seth Rollins, so that way they cannot perform the duties on Sunday. Now, they could recover and they could be fine, but Seth could also continue his behavior tomorrow night, thank you wild card, and he could continue to take people out to stop Corbin. And you kind of could have this all through the week if you really wanted to, up until Sunday, where it's like, well, who's it going to be? It's got to be somebody that Seth can't get to. That's a very short list of people that Seth can't get to right now. So I like that they did that. I like that they can carry this through to tomorrow, that they could carry this throughout the week, and they can carry it through, most importantly, to Sunday. So you're sort of sitting there with bated breath wondering, well, who's Corbin going to pick? Who does Corbin have left that's willing to do this for him? Because nobody obviously wants to do it if Seth Rollins is just going to smack him with a chair. Like, nobody in their right mind, right?
Mm-hmm. But then Seth got his tonight as well. Well, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Seth got his, but, you know, could the referee have to be a little fiendish?
We'll get to that. We're going to get to that. We'll talk more. We'll probably go into that on Thursday. We'll talk about the Fiend here in a few minutes. So I mentioned Eric Rowan causing disqualification in the Daniel Bryan match. Daniel Bryan cut a promo about the fans in Los Angeles and their inability to, conceive.
Impotent.
That was the word I was looking for, yeah.
Impotent. There have been so many words that you just would never, and phrases dropped in the last couple weeks that you would just never expect to show up on WWE TV ever. Like, elitist coward. Never in my life would I ever expect anybody to call Eric Rowan an elitist coward, but here we are. Now it's impotent. The fans of LA are impotent.
And he's here to educate and excite the fans.
Daniel Bryan told a high-level dick joke on Monday Night Raw, and we should all worship him for it, because holy crap. Well played, sir. Very well played.
But something that happened right after the promo caught your eye.
They made Eric Rowan look at the Vikings. That was so mean. So mean. So, okay. All right. If you don't know what happened, Eric Rowan is of the Viking culture, Viking descendant. He was even on a reality show centering around Vikings way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Before he was really like super duper wrestling. And so, when the Viking Raiders showed up and they had Eric the Viking, he actually tweeted out, and you could almost hear the heartbreak. He's like, Eric the Viking? Because, little known fact about Eric Rowan, when he came into WWE, he had a whole Viking gimmick. Like, he, you know, he did the whole spiel. He had a little fur blanket and, like, and the 9 yards and everything. So the fact that they made Eric Rowan look at the Vikings is just really mean. That was just cruel. And at the same time, I'm sitting here and I'm like, please adopt him. Please just take him with you. He is tall and sturdy and can swing an axe very, very well, I'm sure. Please take him. Also, he likes metal.
Yeah, he does. What was downplayed tonight was the WWE 24/7 championship. You had Carmella dressed as Charlie Chaplin and Truth was a soldier. They were sitting in the crowd. Once they were spotted, the group ran after them, and that was basically it.
But I like how they did that. I really like how they did that, where it's like you're just casually sitting there, right? And they're doing the pan shot across the crowd in the front row, right? And if you're not paying attention, you're not gonna see it, right? That's the whole thing. Like, it's a random crowd shot. And then there's these two idiots dressed up in costume. Well, you know what? People dress up in costume all the time at WWE shows. It's very, very frequent. So it's like, when you see that, you're like, yeah, okay, all right, two knuckleheads dressed up as a soldier and Charlie Chaplin, move on, kind of thing. But it's like, because I was sitting here and I was watching them and they're doing the pan. And I actually sat here and I was like, wait a minute, go back a second. Like, I was getting ready to rewind back, and then they panned back and the announcers started, were like, what, wait a minute. And then it's like, when they stopped on them, it's like, is that Carmella and Truth? And it's like, okay, all right, that was clever. I like how they did that. Very, very well played.
That was well played indeed. Also on this show tonight, we crowned a number one contender for the United States Championship in Ricochet. It was an elimination match as he beat The Miz, Braun Strowman, Lashley, and Cesaro. Cesaro and Lashley got eliminated first by Braun Strowman, who then they took out Braun Strowman, giving Ricochet the chance to beat Braun Strowman.
Can I just say that Cesaro is a big, strong boy?
He is.
Very, very strong. And, I mean, honestly, Ricochet versus Samoa Joe, everybody's going to be pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Should mention that this came right after the Elias segment, after he was laid out, so everyone got to lay out Elias again. So that was fun.
Like you do.
Mm-hmm. Becky Lynch called out Lacey Evans. They had a little bit back and forth. She talked about how she's a Marine, and Becky's like, I understand who you were, but, you know, I know who you are now. And, well, Becky ended up giving the Bexploder to Lacey to end their little segment, and then even took her hat.
I wasn't a fan of this. I liked Lacey's outfit. She looked very, very cute.
It could have been any shorter, though.
Well, she had something on underneath, so it was all right.
It was fine. It's just like, what a little false step. Anyway.
One little false step and things could go wrong. But no, I'm not a fan, I guess, in terms of how Lacey is, like, acting out the promos. Because, you know, one of the things Becky pointed out is how slow Lacey talks. And then, of course, that's all you notice after she says that in the promo is how slow Lacey is talking.
Yeah, you kind of pick up on it.
It's like, oh God, please no, stop, you know?
Oh yeah, I know.
And that was the thing I didn't like. It's like, don't give me something to focus on in this, please, because I will hard focus on it. And then I'm just going to, like, feel like it's nails going across a chalkboard kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. But I like that they're keeping their interactions short and sweet and not overly long.
Yeah, it's just little tiffs here and there, which is good.
Mm-hmm. They're keeping the momentum going, which is good, because it's the second month in a row. So it's good to keep it moving, as it were. Also on this show, as mentioned, AJ Styles is close to getting cleared to return to the ring. He was at Raw. He was talking with the doctors. Then two other doctors walked in, Dr. Gallows and Dr. Anderson. And, you know, they sort of, AJ's like, you guys could stop with the joking. And when was the last time you guys were Gallows and Anderson? When was the last time you were club? When was the last time you were serious? And sort of like, AJ told him basically, step up your game and maybe there'll be something too sweet about afterwards.
Okay, all right. A little motivational speech brought to you by AJ Styles. But I like that they found each other. I like that maybe they're going to be doing things together.
They ended up losing to the Usos.
Very unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. So, hopefully it gives them something to do, gives AJ something to do. Because AJ's going to need something to do coming out of being injured.
Yeah.
So, there you go on that one. Let's see. Oh, yeah. The Iconics defended their the women's tag team titles against Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross before the matchup. Alexa sort of set up the match, and then Charlie walked into Natty, Naomi, and Bailey, and they were seeing how a fan was being mistreated because Bailey apparently didn't take a photo with a fan who was wearing an Alexa Bliss t-shirt. And if it was on the internet, it must be true, according to Bailey.
Well, it was a Nikki Cross t-shirt, and yeah, Natty's kind of questioning it a little bit, and Bailey's like, oh, hello.
So it's like, Alexa has something to do with it, yeah.
Yeah, Alexa's up to something, but yeah, I mean, it's like, Bailey's like, no, I'm gonna go shut her up right now, because I'm tired of this crap. And meanwhile, you know, poor Nikki's just caught in the middle of this, and when they went to the match, Nikki was the one that ended up getting, you know, heartbroken about it.
She was, because of Bailey's interference, because Alexa and Bailey went face-to-face, and this is a lot cross distraction. Billie Kay got the rolled up, Nikki got the win. But after the match, it's like, you were right, Alexa. Bailey crushed her feelings, and now she wants to be, and she's going to be in your, I'm going to be in your corner on Sunday. She's going to get revenge on Bailey.
Mm.
So there you go on that one. Shane McMahon was celebrating tonight, as he's been since he's the best in the world. The Revival were there. Drew McIntyre was there. Heath Slater wanted a raise. He was told no. Then McIntyre wanted to help him out. Gave him some money. He dropped the money. And then destroyed Heath Slater. It's like, no, Drew, no. Don't do that. But no more three-man man.
What the nice touch was on this was, I think Heath was on the phone with his wife.
Yeah.
Or somebody playing his wife.
Mm-hmm.
When this all goes down. So Drew's like, you know, he's calling his wife, you know, basically he's gotten shot down for it and he's getting ready to give her the bad news. And then Drew's like, no, man, you know, let me help you out. We're family. You know, I hate to see you like this. You know, this is awful, you know, here. And then, you know, Heath accidentally, quotations, knocks the money out of Drew's hand, which of course Drew drops it. And then Drew's going to pick it up. And he's like, no, let me pick it up for you. And so he bends down to pick it up while his wife is still on the phone. And then Drew just like lays into him and beats the crap out of him with the wife. And at some point, I think the phone gets hung up.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Revival come out and Shane comes out and they all pull Drew off of Heath. And meanwhile, nice little touches, the Revival's grabbing all the cash.
they pocket the money, which is great.
And then, you know, they leave Heath his phone and then they all go back in the room together. So this was a nice little segment.
Then you had Roman Reigns later come out. He called out Shane McMahon. Shane McMahon got his little introduction. And he said Reigns shouldn't be ashamed of losing to the best in the world. And then the Revival were watching on from behind. Shane declined to face Reigns and told him that he should be worried about facing Drew on Sunday. McIntyre said Shane was the only reason he wasn't out there right now, hurting Roman Reigns. McIntyre said he was going to physically assault Reigns until it becomes very uncomfortable, and then maybe he'll pin him. So as he's talking, Reigns drops the mic and walks backstage and, well, beats up the Revival, beats up McIntyre. Shane McMahon runs away, but Shane McMahon jumps the barricade back at the ringside, and he stopped looking for Reigns, and that's where Reigns got a hold of Shane, clotheslined him, Superman punch, and a spear to lay out Shane McMahon.
A nice little segment. I mean, a nice little thing. I really enjoyed this tremendously.
And then finally, the Firefly Funhouse.
Oh, Lord Jesus, this thing.
He probably was watering his flowers. He said, our minds are just like gardens. He said, you need to water them. And a little bit of sunshine to make your ideas grow. He said, some ideas are full of worms. And that's no good. Get it? Worms from Mania? They weren't any good? Get it? Why is it people always lie to you? He said, your parents probably told you the earth is round. And he questioned whether they traveled or have they traveled around the world. Your teachers probably told you dinosaurs are extinct, but what do they know? Ryan says he knows what it's like to feel different. That's why he built the funhouse, so we could all be together. And he saw all the little puppets around, including the Vince puppet and Huskus. He said he wants you to join in. Join the fun, because the fun never has to end. Just join them. Join them. Ryan said people worship what they fear, and fear is power. Follow the leader.
So we've gone from follow the buzzards to follow the leader, and then we get a bunch of freaky images flashing through.
Let him in, let him in, let him in.
Yeah, let him in with like abandoned hospitals, abandoned asylums. I think there was a prison in there, type thing, to the fun house and more demented parts of the funhouse. By the way, in case anybody's interested, the rabbit is okay. He's like slightly banged up, but otherwise he's okay. So apparently this thing can be resurrected, and I don't know if it's a zombie or not. But this was better.
Yeah, it ended up with seeing the fiend and everything, so yeah. It's better.
So this is obviously leading to potentially Bray Wyatt showing up as early as the pay-per-view, as late as next week. Nobody's really sure when he's actually going to be on TV outside of the funhouse.
But we're getting sort of the direction now. He's sort of...
We're seeing it take that darker path again. We got that evil laugh from him. So, really what this is setting up for him is that he can go in any direction that he wants. He doesn't have to stick to the dark evil side of it. If he wants to go more kooky, he can. But he can add enough of a dark undertone to it that it'll work. So, I mean, it's better. I don't know if I still like it.
But there's a direction.
But there's a direction for it, which I do like. Like, I'm very happy that Bray has a direction. I'm very happy that at some point he's going to show up on TV. And in all likelihood, he may be the special guest referee.
He may be the referee on Sunday?
He could be.
Interesting.
Because, I mean, here's the thing. It's like, Corbin's got to find somebody that he doesn't necessarily trust. But that he knows isn't going to do Seth any favors. Like, of course you want the person that is going to do everything for you, but if that person isn't an option, then you need to get the person that is not going to do Seth any favors. He's not going to help him. He's not going to stand by him. They're not friends.
Yeah.
And, gee, Bray certainly fits that. I mean, so do a handful of other people, but it would be interesting to see Bray as the special guest referee, and that's how you bring him back.
And you could do everything with his hands and stuff. It would really make sense.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really would. We'll talk more about that Thursday on The Rack.
That's right, because we are previewing Stomping Grounds. We'll have news, notes, NXT, SmackDown, all your favorites. It is The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
And we may throw in some program, too. Maybe.
Depends on how much we have to talk about.
Yeah, we'll see what the news brings us. Look forward to it Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. As we gear up for 7 years of Iraq, 1 week from this Thursday. Saturday night, midnight-ish, at CB Radio, CBRadioLab.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Go listen to our discussion about the flags. And, as a little extra teaser, the worst dad jokes of all time. Check it all out from this past Saturday. Available now.
Wait, Tim was there?
No. I found worse jokes than Tim could ever make.
No.
Yeah. They check it all out now at CBRadioLive.com. Sunday night, presumably they'll review the pay-per-view right after it ends this Sunday on WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. We will be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com, so Wild Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to support the channel, if you have an Amazon account, link it to your Amazon Prime account, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. You can subscribe in general if you choose to. Or you can support us by using credit code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LANSWARD.
We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack. And right back here for the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, which currently has a review. The new Macho Man Slim Jim figure. Ooh, yeah. Check it all out. youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for The Rack. And right back here for The Raw Post Show every Monday night. Across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Right here. WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.